I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network, and today I have two wonderful guests to share with you. Emily Campbell and Kim Romer are the creators of Posh Pusher Gown. Instead of a typical used, one-size-fits-all drab hospital gown, Posh Pusher is a colorful, in-style alternative. With all the necessary features of a hospital gown, easy IV and anesthesia access, and shoulder snaps for breastfeeding and skin-to-skin bonding, nurse-loved and doctor-approved, Posh Pushers are a must-have cherished keepsake, which look great in photos of the new family. Moms pick a design that represents them for a special delivery room experience with a pop of color and matching baby apparel for those special first visitors and photos. Hi, Emily and Kim. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Tracy. We are so excited to be on your show. Hi,
yeah.
Tracy. This is Kim. Thank you so much for having us.
We are so excited to have you. I mean, I think your gowns are really adorable and really fun. And, you know, certainly wearing a hospital gown is bad enough under any circumstances, but something that's supposed to be such a joyous occasion like giving birth, you know, there needs to be something pretty and something colorful, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. We've done labor and delivery for a long time, so we've seen all sorts of things. But women, yeah, it's a special day, so we
right.
like to commemorate that with an outfit that they feel good in.
And do I have this right? Both of you are in the medical profession, so that's kind of part of why you have spent so much time around.
We're both labor and delivery nurses. That's kind of how we met. This is Kim, while I was in nursing school, and I was kind of going into that field, and Emily had been a labor and delivery nurse for a little while, so we immediately bonded that way and worked together on our unit for a long time, and we've delivered all four of each other's babies since then, so
wow.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
And we delivered those four babies in Posh Pushers, too, so it's been neat to make our own and then, you know, be able to.
Right. Well, it's always great to talk to people who are also their own clients, you know.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
We have ours hanging in our closets, and if we ever have to go back to the hospital, we know where our gowns are, so we'll run and grab them for
right.
each other.
Right. And I was going to say that, too. I mean, most people, I'm sure, wouldn't, like, you know, think to purchase something like this except for something like, you know, giving birth where they know they're going and all that. But, I mean, I assume that you could wear this anytime you're in the hospital once you have one.
Absolutely. I actually have a friend who is currently in the hospital right now. She's just early in her pregnancy and just, you know, having a lot of problems with nausea and things like that. And so we took her one just for an extra little pick-me-up since she's going to be, you know, in the hospital and not feeling so good. So sometimes to just have an outfit of your own and some color on your face when, you know, you're not feeling so hot is still beneficial. We don't have to use it just for that day of delivery.
Yeah, and we've also had customers reach out to us that are in the hospital for different procedures often. Like one lady had a bunch of kidney issues, so I think she ordered a few gowns for her to have for her frequent hospital stays. So just
right,
a little pick-me-up for her to have while she's in those hospital settings.
Yeah,
it's a good
wow.
way to make the mamas and the women feel special.
Absolutely. So what brought you to the point, though, of realizing that this is what you wanted to do?
This is Emily. I've been a labor and delivery nurse for about 14 years, and I saw a couple different things come in and out of the hospital that patients would bring in, you know, wanting to wear their own nightgown and things like that, and that's totally fine, but it's not always functional, you know, from a nursing point of view.
Right.
So we would kind of tell them, you know, you can wear anything you want, in a hospital, you know, legally, but as far as functionality, if we had to, you know, go for surgery or anything kind of emergency, that we might have to put the garment that they brought. So I had a little girl about 8 years ago, and so I started looking and trying to find something that I thought would be functional, you know, from a nursing point of view. I wanted to have that, but then was also cute, and so I got on Google and started searching through things, and it was hard to find something that, like, I knew that when I ordered it and I received it that it was going to be okay for all the medical procedures I needed. So I was like, with our, you know, nursing background and just an eye for fashion, too, that we could design something that was functional and cute at the same time at a good price point that, you know, moms could afford or their friends for a baby shower gift or just a little happy pick-me-up.
Yeah, I would imagine this would make a really fantastic shower gift. I mean, you know, I'm that person who doesn't want to get, you know, that thing that everybody gives, you know, and, like, this would be a really wonderful, especially if you have some sense of the person's personal style, you know.
Oh, absolutely. We sell these a lot in some baby boutiques, and a lot of moms will put these on their gift registry, and
they just come to
us afterwards and tell us that it's a hit at the baby shower. You know, they're so happy to get something for themselves, and it's that go-to baby shower gift for a lot of our customers. And we also have the matching baby gowns. So, grandma might get the postulature for her, and then, you know, her mom or another friend might get the coordinating baby gown for a shower gift. So
makes
a cute little combo.
Yeah, and I love that, too, that there's that opportunity to have those cute little matching gowns to take pictures with once you're starting to take those first pictures of mommy holding the baby.
Exactly, and then they take them home and put them in their hope chest or shadow box, and, you know, they've got the pictures as well to kind of commemorate those first family photos.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you mentioned that the Posh Pushers are in some of the baby boutiques now. Let us know where we can find them.
Yeah, you can definitely. They're available on poshpushers.com. When you're there, you can also find a list of all of our retailers so that you can find one close to you. They're all over the United States and Canada. We also sell them on Amazon. Moms can get them on Amazon and also Amazon Prime. It's a last-minute baby shower. Also, we're looking into some other, you know, bigger box retailers that will probably be coming soon. So
great. How exciting.
Be on standby for that.
Yeah, so that's poshpushers.com, poshpushers.com. And as usual, that link will be available on our show description and on the blog post associated with our website. And certainly, you know, we'll also have all the social media links so you can follow Emily and Kim, because I have to tell you, these gowns are just so cute and adorable, and the pictures of some of the moms that have worn them and you guys, like, they're really fun. So I would encourage everybody to check them out.
Thank you so much. And also for all of your listeners, we've created a coupon code. So if you go to poshpushers.com and type in WOM radio, they can all get a discount when they order.
Oh, that's excellent. So WOM radio is a promo code for a discount. That's really excellent to know. And we'll make sure to remind people of that in our social media connected to this show. Ladies, I'm going to take a quick pause to say thank you to our sponsors for today. And then I just want to hear a little bit more about your future plans and some of how, you know, some of the feedback you've had on these great gowns.
Awesome. Thanks, Tracy.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network. I'm speaking to Emily Campbell and Kim Romer from Posh Pusher Gowns. And we've heard some of how they got started and why they really wanted to have these, you know, fun, pretty things that expecting mothers can wear and really anybody in the hospital can wear if they have the opportunity to get one. So I know that you have a collaboration with MedShare in, as part of your commitment to giving back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so from the beginning, Emily and I have always wanted to give back on a larger scale. And over the years, we have throughout the years donated to different organizations. But one that has really stuck out to us recently is MedShare. And it's an organization based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And they saw the need of all of these undeserved countries across the world that are lacking basic medical supplies to give just basic medical care. And in the United States, there are landfills being filled with unused, unopened medical supplies that maybe hospitals disperse or hospitals get rid of when they don't need. Mm-hmm. For example, in our labor and delivery unit, we have to be prepared for anything, any second. So a lot of times we'll open up supplies that may be sterilized and end up not having to use them, which is amazing, but then we end up throwing them away. Mm-hmm. So what MedShare is doing is collecting all of these unused items and dispersing them all over the globe. So they also have a part of their company that is a maternal and child organization where they are donating to undeserved communities all over the world where they have a high infant mortality rate. There are over 2 million mothers that watch their babies die on their first day of birth. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these instances can be prevented by basic medical care right after delivery. So they've created a really basic product called a clean birthing kit, and that has a clean scalpel to cut the umbilical cord. A lot of these countries will cut the umbilical cord with a broken piece of glass, which is completely unsanitary. Wow. And then they'll clot the cord with dirt. So obviously that can cause all types of infection for those babies. Yeah. So they've put together a clean birthing kit that they disperse all over the world. And so we have partnered with them, and at the beginning of October, we are donating a portion of all of our sales to MedShare. We are also partnering with our local hospital and collecting supplies so they can send them out with their clean birthing kits. And then when we spoke initially with them, they said that they are often asked for unused, reusable hospital gowns. So we're going to be also donating quite a bit of our hospital gowns to them to send all over the world.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Now, that sounds like and I have to be honest, I wasn't familiar with that organization before, but it sounds like they're doing some really great work. So that's wonderful to hear that that's a part of what you guys are doing. Really excellent.
Yeah, it just kind of sounded, you know, right up our alley after we couldn't really, you know, figure out one to totally focus on, and just with the collaboration of being able to save those medical supplies and send in our gowns, you know, to those underserved countries. But, you know, I mean, it was pretty much a no-brainer. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll get to go over there and deliver some babies and Posh Fishers as well. So.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be so cool?
That would be awesome.
So what brought the two of you together as business partners? I mean, obviously you guys made friends and had a lot of, you know, common interests, particularly your job, but what made you realize that you would be great business partners?
Oh, it's so funny because this is Emily, and we love telling this story, but Kim and I lived in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I met Kim. I used to shop in this little boutique where she worked while she was in college, and we would talk about all things monogramming and fashion and nursing, and so, of course, I loved her personality and knew that she would be a great labor and delivery nurse, so she talked to me about that and went to nursing school and was on the unit with us through school, and then graduated, and we worked together and became best friends. And one day, we were just sitting out by the pool in the summer, and we were just like, we love, what can we do to just kind of be able to be a nurse and also, a business entrepreneur at the same time. And so we just kind of bounced some ideas off of each other, and I talked about the fact I was pregnant with my daughter, Darby, at that time, and talked to her about how I had been online looking and couldn't really find anything at a good price point that, I thought was cute and functional. And I was like, we could do this. I was like, why don't we pick out some, design some neat fabrics and make this totally functional. And so Kim's great, with logos and anything computer-wise. And so she hops on and designs us a logo before I knew it. And we were bouncing ideas as far as a name off of each other. And so we're very similar, and we have, the same kind of eye for things, and also have that drive and motivation and entrepreneurial aspect. So it works for us. Like, she has her strengths and so do I. And it has worked for a good business collaboration.
Excellent. Yeah, it's always so great when business partners start out as friends first and then find, what their commonalities are. And, of course, you want to have a lot in common and you want to have some similar beliefs, but like you said also, like, you usually need there's very few people that have every skill you need to start a business themselves. And so if you find somebody right. that complements your skills, it's a really great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, once we thought about the initial idea, we talked about it for a really long time, and finally we took that leap, and we were like, well, we have to start somewhere. So we made a pattern ourselves, and we both could sew buttons on pants and things, so we kind of taught ourselves to sew on a sewing machine with these gowns, and we sewed them at our kitchen table for a long time for friends and
with our babies at our feet.
Sometimes we would just put them to bed and stay up for a long night. Yep. We only had a Facebook page, and we did everything through our Facebook page and email, and then we ended up having some boutiques reach out to us to sell them wholesale. At that point, that's when we knew that we had to look into manufacturing at a larger scale.
Right. We would, literally go drag our babies to Hobby Lobby and buy fabric by the yard, or, send pictures back to customers and, be like, is this the fabric that you like? And so then we'd take our babies back to Hobby Lobby and buy the fabric and go home and sew that, during nap time or something. So
right.
It's
so
been fun.
So from, gown by gown on a sewing machine in your kitchen to now,
right.
I mean, you guys have had some pretty great exposure in recent times as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been featured recently in the New York Post, which is awesome. We've also been in Cosmopolitan Magazine and some big online websites. And most recently, we've kind of partnering with As Seen on TV, and we're about to have a nationwide commercial and campaign with them, and Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the people there at As Seen on TV are really great, and we always love to, we are often featuring people that are recommended to us by Mr. Harrington and his staff.
Yes.
And we really always appreciate that, and it's always people that. I find that the people that come through there always seem to be people who really get it about business and get it about, why they're putting themselves out there. And so it's always really nice to share those guests and those stories.
Right. So, it's been a great experience with them, just working with all the staff that I've seen on TV.
Yes, for sure, for sure. They definitely do an excellent job there. So what's next for you guys? I mean, you have a pretty specific niche. What are the future plans for Posh Pushers?
As far as, we have some other products that will be coming out soon. Currently, we have the matching baby gowns to match moms, but a lot of new research has, shown some other things that
will be promoted soon in childbirth. So we have some exciting things coming soon that will kind of go along with that. So we like to, have that nursing insight in our products as well. But we definitely will be growing our line for anything that maybe mom might need to take to the hospital and some, things to pack in your hospital bag other than just your labor and delivery gown.
All those new mom and baby must-haves. We have many ideas, and, it all just takes time to produce them and get them out to the world, so we're excited about that.
Right. So anything you feel ready to kind of throw out, like these are some of the things on the drawing board, or is it more like, we're working on it and keep stay tuned kind of thing?
Yeah, our next, so we're about to come out with 5 new designs for the mom gowns, which we know that our moms are going to be super excited about that. Obviously, we'll have the matching baby gowns for all of them. And then our next item, which should be launching hopefully in a month or so, is we're going to have the matching swaddle blankets for the babies to use in the hospital and for those first several months after they're born.
Nursery is encouraging a delayed bath now because just the infant bonding and wanting to do the skin-to-skin and the breastfeeding and regulating those blood sugars and body temperatures. So, mom might be in her posture for a little while, but then baby isn't really getting that first bath and cleaned up and in an outfit. So this way, if they have the matching swaddle blanket, then they can as soon as they get baby, they can wrap the baby up in that swaddle blanket, and then they'll still match mom for those first visitors and family photos and social media announcements and posts. So, but then obviously they have the swaddles to take home and use after delivery as well. So our customers and retailers at Market lately have been super, super excited about that. Also in these new designs we have, we're including some seersucker, which have been highly requested, so our boutiques are very excited about that. Seersucker is just a staple as far as babies, that baby look goes, so they're really, really excited to have that. It's not just a spring fabric these days, it's just, it's a baby. So.
Right, exactly. Wow, how cool. That sounds great. And I got to tell you, I'm excited to hear about the blankets just because I think that'll be such a great thing. A lot of the listeners are already aware. One of the things I do right now is I'm helping one of my cousins has 5 little girls. The oldest is 10, and the baby will be 2 in December. So I help with, some of the child care and stuff throughout the week. And all of them had what they call their special blankie, and it was, one of those little baby blankets, but, even the 10-year-old still, she comes for sleepovers at my house, and she still brings it with her. It's not even big enough to cover her anymore, but she still sleeps with it.
So a friend of mine, her little girl, she's 3, and she still carries her little swaddle, that muslin swaddle around, and it's torn to pieces, but it's well-loved, so hopefully they'll be able to do that, too, with their little posh blanket.
Yeah, and I remember going back even many, many, many years ago, my little sister had a blanket that she just refused to give up, and my mother tried to get rid of it a couple of times, and my sister found it and pulled it out of the garbage, and eventually she had to cut it down. It got so destroyed that, over the years, she eventually at least convinced her to let her cut out, some of the more, make it a smaller, because at that point, of course, it wasn't a blanket anymore anyway, and so, just having a little piece of something that she could snuggle with or whatever.
Comfort.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, maybe they'll become keepsakes for some of your listeners as well. That's exciting.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing. This has been so fun, and I'm really excited to put this out there because, again, anything we can do, even for giving birth, being in the hospital sometimes for some of us can be a scary and unpleasant experience.
Yeah.
And anything
for
we can
sure. And also for those
do.
Siblings that come and visit their mamas in the hospitals. Hospitals are scary, and seeing their moms in those hospital rooms and the beds is a scary experience for a lot of kids.
Absolutely.
So it's just kind of...
If they're in something that looks more, real and not...
More real and fun and in your mother's style and not... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't look like, she's in this drab, whatever.
Right.
Exactly. No, so I think it's great.
Nothing to wear at home.
So, again, I want to encourage everybody to go to poshpushers.com, P-O-S-H-P-U-S-H-E-R-S.com, and Emily and Kim will make sure to hook you up with some really great items to make your hospital experience more fun. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Make today a great day.
Thank you for listening today. And I do want to remind everybody that the promo code WOM Radio will get anyone a discount at poshpushers.com. And also encourage you to look up medshare.org, M-E-D-S-H-A-R-E.org. That's the organization that the ladies from Posh Pusher work with. And it seems they do some really great work to bring clean medical care to people in need. Want to also quickly shout out a couple of events coming up. Tomorrow, Friday, November 30th, Marvin Camillo, Valentine, and myself will be performing for the Family Repertory Company at an event out in Staten Island at the request of Elaine Mendez from Labyrinth Arts Collective, an organization that we've been involved with and collaborating with and that I'm going to become much more personally involved with in the near future. They have been painting murals on storefronts, and this is a reveal of those murals, and the event is called Walk This Way, Port Richmond Artscapes Finale, and they will be revealing the murals. There will be some musical performances, and this is all happening tomorrow at Project Hospitality, 1546 Castleton Avenue in Staten Island. And I also want to give a quick shout out to a fundraising event that will be happening on Monday, December 10th. This is for a play being directed by my good friend, Darius Jernigan, and it's being sponsored by the Family Repertory Company. And they're doing a fundraiser at New Women's Space at 188 Woodpoint Road in Brooklyn. And it should be a really fun evening with some performances and a panel discussion. And doors will open at 6:30 p.m. And the event tickets are being sold for the event at Eventbrite. And we're actually hoping to have some of the folks from this event on the show on December 10th. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And once again, we will close out with a fantastic Smith Sisters bluegrass song that reminds all of us that the brave, bold, strong, sure, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Prove to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.